greatest Sky City for the Food Network, and you're listening to my buddy Dane on WGN. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yep, 720 WGN, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue in Chicago. On the line with us is, he's the cornerstone of the Food Network, best-selling author, producer, restaurateur, winemaker, and star of so many of America's all-time favorite food TV shows and moments. Great to have him on the show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to WGN. Happy Thanksgiving, man. Welcome, Guy Fieri.
Man, just keep going. Don't stop. You had a great run there. Just keep talking. I like WGN and Guy Fieri all at the same time. That sounds good.
Well, I'm paring it down, obviously, these days. You know, there's so many different things. We're going to get into some of the projects for sure, some of the different ways that you're getting out there. Of course, this is Thanksgiving, and knowing you, knowing this is one of your absolute favorite holidays, it is a holiday that everybody, regardless of anyone's background, you know, everybody gets together around food, around family, and all that. I wanted to ask you, I know some of the listeners, when they heard you were going to be on, they wanted to know, too, you know, in the region, and because of all the, you know, the tragedy and the fires and everything that has happened, how are you guys celebrating Thanksgiving? Obviously, you know, what's important, family and all that kind of stuff, but what's the vibe? How is it out there?
Well, I mean, it's not even really, I don't even know how to explain it. You know, fortunately, our home wasn't one of the homes destroyed, but so many of our friends were. And so it's hard to really grasp. You know, I just went by a friend's house the other day, or by his work, and delivered him a football helmet, an Oakland Raider football helmet. And this guy was a diehard Raider and Metallica fan, and had every bit of memorabilia you could ever imagine, and lost it all. And so I took him the helmet and just said, hey, the holidays are coming. I know you're going to be thinking about this. You're sad. You've lost all your belongings, but I just wanted to give you something to, you know, I was going to wait for Christmas, but now's the time. And that's what's going on. It's a lot of the community reaching out to one another and helping one another. And it's actually really beautiful. I mean, it's so sad. It's so, yeah. You know, how do you find the silver lining out of it? But there's just a lot of beautiful community support and awareness. We're getting ready to do a huge fundraiser, 30 chefs from the city and from the wine country all coming together for a big fundraiser next weekend. I mean, the list goes on and on. So it's at a terrible time, it's a really neat time to see your community come together.
Yeah, it was great to see you come together, kind of mobilize on that as well, kind of on the ground. You brought in some of our mutual friends, some of your great friends, some of the people that people know. They mobilized too, because you were right there in kind of Relief Central with some of those efforts, trying to get people food and kind of bring people a little bit of comfort in those times.
You know, you've got it right, and you can't replace what's happened, and you can't even, if it hasn't happened to you, and even if it hasn't, it has happened to you, in the moment, it's just so bewildering. I mean, just so hard to comprehend. It's so hard to comprehend that it doesn't make sense. But when you're there and you're seeing your neighbors or you're seeing your friends and they're seeing you and they know you're there because you want to help and you know they're there because they need help. And when you feel that, like when that whole thing goes on, I mean, it's like I said, it's not something I'd ever want to be around again or be involved in. And I would never want to see anyone go through it. But boy, it sure gives you a little, it gives you a little refresher on humanity and realization that, in the crazy times we're in right now, there's really good people doing really good things and helping one another. So, I don't know, man. It's but boy, I saw some folks rally up in a very quick timeline and in a very amazing way. People, I ran into a buddy of mine. He saw the news report of what we were doing. He drove 2 hours and I hadn't seen him in 20 years. And he said, "You saw this going on. I want to help." I mean, that's what happened. People from just all different parts of California just showed up to help.
Yep. As many as people kind of focus on some of the downsides, some of the challenges that are going on, it's nice to see, you know, kind of the humanity side, people sticking together, not only as Americans, just as human beings. Now, when it comes to a human being that epitomizes, you know, food, family, and fun, people kind of, you know, they're looking to you when it comes to Thanksgiving. Everybody is getting together, but they want to know how Guy does it. You know, and you've always been one of those go big or go home guys. And I know that Thanksgiving is one of those as well. I don't know if you feel any pressure to make it, you know, big and amazing all the time, but you have a lot of people around you in kind of the circle of love on Thanksgiving. So give kind of a mental picture about what's going on today.
Well, I'll give you a real picture because I'm in the middle of doing it. I'm on speakerphone right now, standing in my kitchen outside. And And we had a bunch of rain yesterday, so today's night, you know, starting to get sunny and warming up a bit. But so I got four heritage turkeys sitting here that I just took the my buddy Tony just took the legs off of, and I'm getting ready to brine them. And I've got a huge stock pot here of about 2 gallons of brine with onions and lemon and bay leaf and thyme and rosemary and garlic and white wine, and then start roasting. But I got four turkeys, a big ham, a prime rib, and about 40 friends on their way over. So it'll be quite a feed. But my key to success when it comes to Thanksgiving is prevent defense. Get it done early, because that scramble at the end is the worst. You can't find any stores that have anything if you're missing something. So if you get your organization done early, you're usually in a better spot. Well, at least that's my style.
And if you're up, like, you know, at the ranch, and we're getting a chance to see some of that stuff, not only on Guy's Ranch Kitchen, but also Guy's Big Project, we're getting to see some of it. It is the perfect place to host people. You got this beautiful setting is out there. It is made for kind of having feasts, having fun. I know that's how you designed it and drew it up.
Do you catch every show and know everything that's going on? I mean, you're like the inside reporter. Yeah, you got it. Now, the Ranch Kitchen was really, you want to talk about a dream show. You want to talk about something that, I mean, the whole climate's changing, cooking shows and what's going on and how cooking shows are going and so forth. And I came up with this idea with Food Network. I said, when we do this, and this is really how it goes at my house, is we'll have a break from Guy's Grocery Games. And everybody will grab something they want to cook, and everybody wants to cook, and no one wants to play second fiddle. So everybody kind of starts doing their own little thing. And I said, this would be a great show. This would be a great opportunity to show everybody how this really goes down. And this is, I'm not kidding you. This is literally turned on the cameras, and this is how it goes. I have to have a huge pantry of all kinds of stuff, and I have to, I tell everybody a little bit of an idea of what we're going to cook today, like it's going to be Thanksgiving theme or it's going to be party theme or whatever. And off we go. So when I built this, and I built this kitchen years ago, not even with that design in mind, and man, it's been a blast. So I hope if you haven't caught the show, you got to check it out. It is of all the cooking shows I've ever done, this is without question my favorite.
So Guy's Ranch Kitchen is an opportunity to get with some food friends, some of the most esteemed people in the food world. You get together, it's just kind of flying by the seat of your pants and capture whatever happens. I get that. It's a dream show. You've earned the ability to go ahead and kind of say, let's do this. Why not give it a chance? The Guy's Big Project.
You got to, listen, dude, you nail it every time. That's exactly it. I kind of put it out there and said, listen, this is what I'd really like to do. Could you guys just humor me? I know you think I'm crazy, but could you humor me? Could we try this? And that's exactly what's happened. So, yeah, it's a blast. And hopefully, we shot 10 episodes. And hopefully, if it does what I think it'll do, we'll be shooting many more next season.
Guy's Big Project, though, that sounds like, and I would love to hear, and I know the listeners would, kind of the backstory of how that came about. You look at the magic, and it is an iconic program. Triple D Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives set all the records. It probably accounts for 25-30% of the programming at some points on Food Network, and they have tried to crack that code so many times. I have said, when people ask me, what do you think the secret to success to it, and it isn't, I don't think it's format, I don't think it's the activities, I don't think it's writers. I think it's the individual and it's the personalities involved. I think it's you personally being able to connect with those guests, those restaurateurs, not always comfortable television situations, and then also connect with the viewers at home in ways that I think transcend whether it's demographics or age groups or all that kind of stuff. It's not easy. I think there's so many kind of nuanced intangibles to it. But on Big Project, you are really tackling that. It is so cool to see, as so much of the food TV that is happening is a lot of the same kind of formulaic stuff, kind of get in there and maybe you're realizing, right, you can't be on all the shows and that you can't do them all. And you're going to try to create another show kind of in its image and kind of walk people through that process. It's really, really cool.
Well, my brother, I appreciate the comments. And it's one of those projects that I wanted to do before my career, hits its sunset. You never know how long you continue to do something. And you're a perfect example. You give back so much. I mean, I've known you for God, I don't know how many years. And you've always been interested in highlighting other people and helping other people and referencing other people. And, And that's what we should do in mankind. I mean, we should help one another and boost one another and, you know, help develop one another. And that's what we do with our kids, you know, and we need to maybe continue that process. So that's all I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to give back. I've been so blessed with the people around me that have helped me so much. That guy, Mark Disson, that you see on Big Project, is really probably my Obi-Wan Kenobi, you know, one of the main players that has been so vital and really shot it straight with me when I first got on Food Network. He was the first producer I ever had. And so that's what it's about. It's about, let's not, I didn't go into making a TV show. What I went to make was help give people the info. And then my partner in crime, a guy named Brian Lando, who used to be a big executive at Food Network when I did Triple D, he's involved in the shooting side of it, the production side of it. And so I said, I'm not going to be involved in making a television show. That's not my deal. I'm not making a show. I'm just trying to help some folks, and this is what I want to do. And if you want to shoot a show about it, that's great. Well, you know, of course, we knew we were going to do that. We're going to collaborate on it. But don't bore me with trying to create this drama and so forth. I'm not playing the drama game with you.
Right.
You shoot it. I'm just going to do what I really do. And it's been awesome. And it was an amazing project. And the people were amazing. And I'm telling you, there's some real, I don't know if you saw last week's episode, but some of that stuff's really tough. I didn't know it was going to be like that. I mean, this is worse than your kid losing the baseball game, basketball game, you know, final tournament championship. It's terrible. So, but it's also really beautiful to see people grow and blossom and seek, you know, and find their, and find their opportunity. So, yeah, it's really been cool, man. I appreciate you recognizing all those unique facets to it, because it's not a television show.
No.
I try to tell people, it's all more of a documentary. But what is going to happen, you know, the goal at the end of this is, you know, we hope that we're going to impress Food Network enough with it that they're going to see it and say, okay, we want one of these guys or one of these teams, you know, one of these people, one of these. And then I won't call them chefs necessarily. Some have chef backgrounds, some don't. Is we want them to you know, we want them to come onto the network, and they've got the right foundation is the key. They've really set the roots to understand how to do it, because it's not just a pretty face and it's not just someone with a lot of knowledge. It's a package deal.
Yeah, well, and you hit it on it too. It really is a documentary. It's a look into the process of how you're going to go ahead and kind of make a show and create a show. You mentioned, you know, the drama. It doesn't have the contrived drama. It has real drama. Yeah, it's not life and death, but these people are so invested emotionally, and you want people like that. That's why you chose them. And so they are kind of living and dying, so to speak, with it. But in the end, through this process, you're going to make them, you're going to let America get to know the real them as well, right? Because the stuff that they're doing, you know, through the process of this show, this documentary, is really them. And that's one of the things that we always impress. People ask us about, hey, guy, and he's like exactly the same guy. You know, we always say he's the guy you see on TV. And I think that's a special quality. It's cool to see you building that into a show as well. I wanted to get one little thing about the winery out there. I know it is one of the things that you're doing. It has been acclaimed and well-recognized. This is a passion project. You've got the boys involved, at least on the naming part of it. But that's kind of a new thing that you're doing that's really cool.
Yeah, you know, we live here in the wine country, and everybody's got a wine. Not everybody, but there's wineries everywhere, and we love wine, and I thought I knew a lot about it, you know, in terms of the tasting and the value, you know, the understanding and the appreciation. Oh my gosh! As soon as you start making it, you start getting into a whole other realm of like, oh my! It's kind of like watching a movie and then making a movie. Not that I've ever made any movies, but it's that kind of, you know, mind-blowing situation. And boy, it's been amazing, tough, amazing, you know, good and bad. And you know, there's been all kinds of stuff around it. But you know, Hunter and Ryder are our sons, and Hunter's 21 now, so he definitely enjoys the part of having his name on it. But it's, you know, it's called Hunt Ride, and we just make honest, straightforward, real deal wine. I mean, we do a fantastic award-winning, what we call the Trophy, which is a Meritage, which is a Bordeaux blend. We do a Dynamite Estate Pinot. We have a small little 5-acre vineyard of phenomenal grapes. We do a fantastic Zin that we buy grapes from some friends of ours up by an area called Rockpile. So it's just really nice, really clean, really straightforward. My buddy Rocco Despirito, I did an interview with him on People Magazine and asked him his gift-giving guide. And one of the things he mentioned was giving Hunt Ride wine. So it's, you know, it's small. It's not super expensive. It's not really easy to find. You have to go to our website to grab it. But And there's some wine, you know, specialty wine shops that have it, of course. But and we sell it in all my restaurants. But yeah, it's been awesome. It's fantastic. We were drinking some last night, and it's really neat to see it actually happen, because it doesn't. You don't say, "Hey, I want to have a winery," and then you have a bottle of wine.
Right.
I want to have a winery, and then 4 years later, it comes out. So. It's been a while, but it's been worth it.
It's neat to see the success for it. We'll have a link up at WGNradio.com as well, and I'm sure some glasses of that will be prominent on the Thanksgiving table for you up there at the ranch. And some people are texting, so the very last thing before we let you go, we know on the charity side, often doing a ton of things, Cooking with Kids, Make-A-Wish, Best Buddies. People want to know if there's a charity out there or somewhere you can direct people that may want to support some of the things in the kind of recovery effort that's happening in Santa Rosa and in the area. You know, as we get into like Giving Tuesday and some really great opportunities to do that.
Well, I just think that when people are texting that, that's sending the positive energy out there. And that in itself is it just gives me goosebumps. I mean, I just love that stuff, because it's what we all, that's what the holidays are about. You know, the holidays are about giving and sharing. Thank you. I'm just happy that people are even thinking about it. You know, I got a chance to work hand in hand with the Red Cross and with the Salvation Army. And it was a good friend of mine at the South. I was gone. So the fire started and really started to pick up speed. And I was down in Texas. And I called my friend at the Salvation Army, who runs the Salvation Army in our local area, and said, "Listen, everybody's calling me, ask what to do. How can we feed people?" And the Salvation Army, really, if you want to talk about rubber to the road, if you want to talk about direct contact, these guys were phenomenal. Now, they work directly with the Red Cross, which does it, you know, on a much larger level. But I'll tell you this, and everybody's reeling from all the disasters that we've faced in our country. I'll tell you, Red Cross, Salvation Army, two of the ones. We did a big Salvation Army drive that was a direct inside of the food side of it that was under my name, and I don't know if that link is still up. But I would say both of those are really great programs and great contacts and great efforts to support that just means so much. When you see these people here, I mean, I'm looking at really good friends of mine that are standing in line having, you know, getting food at the Salvation Army. That's who we were feeding. You really realize that it's true. It's tough. You know, it's right there. So that would be, I would say that would be the easiest way for people to fire up and, you know, peel a little bit off of what we're going to send to somebody else, or, you know, take 10% and move it on to them. That's definitely what we're doing in our family.
Yeah, great choices, great suggestions. We'll have links up again at WGNradio.com for that as well. Going to let you get back to the family, get back to everything that you're doing, feeding all of those people up there at the ranch on Thanksgiving. Want to thank you so much for everything that you're doing, obviously, and for taking time out and joining us here, jumping on the phone on Thanksgiving. Thanks, Guy. I appreciate it.
Well, you're my brother. You've always been a great guy. I'm so happy to see that the show has gained so much energy and momentum, and rightly so, because that's what we're all into, man. We're into the food, and we're into the family, and we're into the, you know, we're into this whole, not just on the holidays, but on a regular basis. You know, you're always keeping your hand on the pulse. So keep it up, my brother. Have great holidays, and I'll let the folks know here in Sonoma County, you know, about your feelings and your comments, and we'll keep it going, and I'll catch you first of the year.
Well, love you, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Be good, brother. Ciao.